Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hope everybody had a good night. You rested. You didn't stay up half the night. Maybe we could also greet those from across the world that are streaming in to this live broadcast today. We're happy to have you with us. Now, we're going to read a portion this morning that is not covered in your outline, but we're trusting it helps us make the link between the chapter 3 that we've been in and chapter 5 that we're going to go into. So I'm looking for that volunteer that says I would like to stand up to at a mic to read. Who would like to read for us this morning? Someone that didn't read yesterday. Okay, here we are. Publicly, we're going to let's cover everything. Let's go to chapter 4,
okay.
And we're going to read the first 8 verses.
Romans chapter 4, the first 8 verses. What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Okay, in the last verse of this chapter and the first 11 verses of chapter 5.
Romans 4:25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement.